Welcome back to State of Belief Radio, everyone. I'm Welton Gaddy. Ramadan is a significant and very holy time for followers of Islam. Mysterious to most non-Muslims, it's seen as an opportunity to both challenge and to better oneself in a way that offers benefits throughout the year. When the Reverend Dr. Wes Magruder, Senior Associate Pastor at First Rowlett United Methodist Church, just outside of Dallas, Texas, decided to join his longtime friend, Imam Yassin Sheikh of Plano, in observing the Ramadan fast, he could not foresee the spiritual growth it would offer. But neither could he foresee the noisy objections that would arise from some quarters within his own congregation. This is a story that needs to be heard, and here to tell it, thankfully, is the Reverend Dr. Wes Magruder. Reverend Magruder, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Why? What moved you, a Methodist minister, to undertake this observance of Ramadan?
Well, it happened. It was a process, my friend Yassin was certainly a big part of that. He has been my friend for several years and has been very proactive in the community of Plano to reach out to interfaith neighbors. And I'm one of the people that he would often invite to the mosque for special events, special occasions. I'm also involved with a ministry to refugees who have recently been resettled in the Dallas area. And so on a weekly basis, I'm interacting with a number of refugees. And at this moment in time, there are a large number of refugees from Sudan, Somalia, and Iraq, whom are all Muslim. And so I spent a lot of time getting to know some of these Muslims as well. And it just all seemed to converge this year as Ramadan approached that, wow, it would be an interesting experience to observe Ramadan in solidarity with those I know who have become my friends, as well as the fact that I'm noticing that it seems like in this country recently that there is a new wave of anti-Muslim sentiment, culminating in just even in the last month, a number of new attacks, fresh attacks on mosques around the country. A mosque in Joplin, Missouri, it was burned to the ground. And so I wanted to do something to say, I want to stand in solidarity with you. And then there certainly was the piece that I wanted to benefit spiritually. Fasting is a Christian spiritual discipline, but the fasting that I had experienced in my life were pale imitations compared to the Ramadan fast. In Ramadan, you fast from first light in the morning till sundown. And not only, it's not just the absence of food, it's the absence of drink. And so I'd never experienced anything quite that intense, and I wanted to try it. I mean, I have tried fasting before and have received some level of benefit from it, but I felt like I have not fully grasped what fasting is truly all about. And I wanted to push myself and wanted to discover what fasting was really all about. So for those reasons, I undertook, the experience this year.
Well, you're a really good blogger, and reading your blog provides excellent insights into what you experienced during this observance. Can you summarize for our listeners just a little of what you've written about as what you gained from this?
Sure. And this was something that I learned really during that first week. You know, the first week was the hardest time in terms of the actual absence of food and drink during the day. And I found that I really, especially thirst, really it was ever present in my mind all day long. Not only that, but, we're having a very intense summer here in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Most of these days, the temperature was over 100. It was very warm. It was hot. And so I just wanted to be drinking all the time, and sure, I couldn't. And so I tried to take the experience of being thirsty or hungry whenever I felt that in myself, and I consciously thought, gosh, I wish I could drink now, or I wish I could eat now. I turned that moment into a chance to pray. It was a chance for me to remember the presence of God, and I would forcibly jolt myself back into, you know, a God consciousness, and remind myself that I was in God's presence. And so every time I had that happen, I would try to reorient myself. And I truly believe that's part of what fasting is about. It's an opportunity to constantly be forcing yourself into the awareness of God. Or in the Christian tradition, Brother Lawrence wrote a book called Practicing the Presence of God, in which he advocates the same thing, that, and he argues that, you know, in the midst of our daily life, whether we're working or playing or just relaxing, you know, we should develop this discipline of always imagining ourselves or always recognizing that we're in the presence of God. It's easier to do that when you're fasting.
Reverend Magruder, would you, before I forget to ask you this, would you tell our viewers your website, how to find it, so if they want to follow up on this?
Absolutely. It's a simple address, newmethofesto.com. Newmethofesto.com. When I originally started the blog, it was sort of a play on Methodist and manifesto.
Yeah.
So Methofesto squeezed
Very
together.
Good. Well, listen, I know that on your blog, you've written about what you experienced and the very positive nature of it. I have not heard from you, but from others who know you well, that you've had to put up with a good bit of criticism and objections because of what you were doing. How have you handled that?
Well, first of all, there's been some negative comments that have come my way simply because of the press coverage here in the Dallas area. I was the subject of a local TV station report, and so I got some flack there from people outside my congregation, just people outside in the larger city, and that kind of criticism doesn't strike me as difficult because it's people I don't know and sure. people who don't really know the real situation or what I'm really doing or trying to do. So that kind of thing, you know, I think is easy to, it rolls off the back quite easily. There have been some concerns, you know, within my own congregation, and I think that it mostly it's come from more from a theological perspective. There's certainly a feeling that, well, we are Christians and, you know, we know the right way.
Yes.
And this wanting to cling to the idea that there is only one way, and even though in my blog I've avoided even really taking a stand on that, I'm not saying that really much at all about what I believe about our theologies. I've chosen, as I've said again and again, I'm choosing to focus on the similarities. I'm choosing to focus on what we have in common, and I think people who have not spent much time trying to understand Islam or their Muslim neighbors don't realize how much commonality there is. And so I think it's important just to point out that the three monotheistic traditions spring out of the exact same branch. I mean, we come from the same place, and that is, the story of Abraham. So Jews, Christians, and Muslims spring from that same tradition. And so in that sense, we all have the same conception of, you know, a single God and a God who has certain characteristics. And so I think that one of the reasons I did this in the first place was to help begin educating people and opening a window onto Islam that they might, Christians especially, who might not have really taken a close look before and not realize the many similarities we have, the fact that in the Quran, people of the book are celebrated and lauded. The idea that Muslims believe that Jesus is coming back, that surprised a lot of people that I've shared that with.
Yeah.
The similarities and the commonalities, and I believe that's the most important message that I'm trying to get right. across. If we'll focus on that instead of on our differences, and that's not to say there aren't differences. I
sure.
fully recognize that, and I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to discount that. But on the other hand, for the sake for the sake of discourse in America, for the sake of getting along with our neighbors and building strong communities, we need to focus on what we share.
You know, that's a good way to bring the discussion to a close for now, because there are a lot of us, Reverend Magruder, that respect what you've done and appreciate what you've done. And apart from trying to analyze theological motivations and all of that kind of thing, all of that aside, what you've done is model a way in which all of us can share community, become better neighborhoods, and find a bridge to crossing over this chasm of divisiveness that's plaguing our nation. And we're in your debt for showing us how to do that, at least in one way. The Reverend Dr. Wes Magruder is Senior Associate Pastor at First Rowlett United Methodist Church, just outside of Dallas, Texas. This year, he participated in observing the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Reverend Magruder, I really do appreciate you taking time to talk with us on State of Belief Radio and to demonstrate for us what a good Christian and a good American can do in bringing faiths closer to understanding and appreciating each other.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.